From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Authorities on the Indonesian tourist island of Bali have raised the volcano alert to the highest level as Mount Agung continues to churn and belch menacing-looking ash and smoke. Officials have ordered all people within 10 kilometers of the mountain to evacuate. Flights have been diverted away from the Bali airport, and the airport on the neighboring Lombok island was closed. People looking to leave Bali were stranded because of flight cancellations. Mount Agung last erupted in 1963, killing more than 1,000 people. Pakistani Islamists clashed with security forces for a second day Sunday on the outskirts of Pakistan's capital, Islamabad, burning vehicles before withdrawing to a protest camp they've occupied for weeks. At least six people were killed on Saturday. Supporters of the small Tehreek-e-Labak party have been camped out demanding the resignation of a law minister over an omitted reference in a parliamentary bill that Prophet Muhammad is the last prophet in Islam. Sufi Muslims in Egypt say they plan to continue their annual celebration of the birthday of their Prophet Muhammad, even as the country reels from the massacre at a Sinai mosque that killed 305 worshippers and wounded 128. No group has claimed responsibility for Friday's attack. The Sufis said they will mark Muhammad's birthday next Friday throughout the country and at Cairo's Al-Hussein Mosque, which is one of Islam's most prominent sites in Egypt. This is VOA News.